Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here, and last night in my fourth trip into the arena, I went 6-0 and unlocked that shiny Ram, and it is very nice. I would say it is my number two favorite foil animation. Cutter is the best, and then this one. I don't know. They're all pretty cool. Today, we're going to be diving back through your comments, your suggestions, your strategies, the many many threads on Facebook where people are trying to tackle this Maximum Warp arena, and we will get into the strategy. Let's get right to it. All right, let's get into the write-ins here. Morgan Tizer says, Fleet HQ is suddenly worth the 8 cost. Discard's a little defanged. Scrap's still important. Ally abilities are marginally more likely to trigger. Repair bot gets worse. More shuffles means you see your discard pile less. Adam Holbrook actually disagrees, says repair bot's better than normal in the 6-card hand format when your deck is 12, 13, 14, 18, 19 effective cards thick, worse at other times. And I will say that the way that I've been playing is to get an early scrapper and not get up to those high card counts, essentially. Let me say this about deck sizes. I think I've said it before. You're counting in multiples of 6, not 12 now. And if you think about it, at the start of the game with 10... your deck is already going to shuffle every hand. So if you buy 2, you'll have an even deck for the next go. But then when you scrap, you'll start shuffling every turn. And so it's just you're very much into that mid part of the game already where your deck is shuffling every single hand. All right, back to it. Nix Goldowski Dill says the game is somewhat faster, but not that much faster. Pure aggressive strategies aren't great, but somewhat aggressive strategies work well. Scrap is still pretty important, though, especially with more frequent shuffles. Now, I'm not sure how much I agree here. I think aggressive is still good. We're going to find out that base walls are pretty powerful because you can get 6 cards through, and so you can put a bunch of them up. Cards with draw in general are really powerful in this format, and that's just true everywhere. Morgan also says this is a little more subtle, this format, and not as obvious as the last two we saw, and I agree. He says, Fleet HQ here is like that one stereotypical character in sci-fi flicks that only has one worthless skill or attribute to him, where you're like, why is this character here? He's so useless. And then at the end of the movie, there's this super specific obstacle they have to overcome that only that one guy can solve, and now you're like, oh... and I guess that's kind of true. I don't know. Fleet HQ, I think, is still okay. Chris Polita says, with the extra card and extra card draw and subsequent extra trade that comes with it, I found some success with pure aggro strategies as well as being able to create base walls. His tips are focus less on trade and more on an aggressive strategy. I think we're hearing sort of conflicting things here. And my take is that you have to stay balanced in the game. I think scrap still really is important. And then making sure that your deck isn't bloated with stuff that's not going to help you. Like one cargo pod, one freighter, one trade pod, these are important. But you can't really afford to have so many. And probably you don't need them because you're going to get 6 cards. So you can very quickly get up to 6s and 7s and 8s. All right, let's see. William Judd put his own post up, asked for tips for this arena. Brendan Lapsley says, if you have lethal, don't buy anything. Okay, this brings me to another good point. Events are, for many players, going to be their biggest interaction, biggest component of their experience with this arena, because they might not play with them a lot. Personally, I play with events a lot, and they don't faze me anymore. And so I don't tilt when they happen, and I can stay smart. But he's right. Brendan's right here. If you have lethal damage, kill. Don't buy more stuff. Don't play for differential of authority. Just do that. Morgan continues to say Fleet HQ is great. I don't know if that's really awesome. Emil Geiger says, wait till he gets to 5-1, and then that's a guaranteed win for his opponent. Ouch. We call that Geigering, I believe, right now. Jay Graffius also went 5-2 both times. I don't know if he's updated that since. Okay, Dusto. He called in. He says, early scrap, econ, or card draw, whichever the row gives you. Whatever the row gives you, you have to work with the row. Grab anything that does 6 damage, even out of color. Yes. Buy Predator. Yes. Buy, you know, if you're in green, buy a Battle Blob, obviously. Bombs will hit and be prepared to buy them or counter them. And this is true. Like, you need a little bit of money at least so that when the bombs do hit, you can make a play for them. Definitely true. And I've said this before here. I'm a Viper scrapper guy. I think it's ridiculous in this format not to scrap Vipers, because when you lose on the money and you can't get to those bombs, it's bad. I mean, they're not clogging your deck as much, but it just to get up to sixes and sevens and eights early, if you lose to Brain World, that's probably bad, because you can get Brain World very quickly, even without events here. Okay? Matt Pace says, sounds cliched, but damage and speed. Yep. Sandra Kolak says, make sure that if you have never played events before, you go ahead and read that article by Derek Thompson. Brad Elke says the same thing, because the change to playing with events really impacts what's going on here. The innate draw of maximum warp plus events means that you're going to be cycling your deck so much faster. And that's the other thing about events, is that at that point you can't even count your deck numbers because you're randomly going to be drawing. So don't worry about multiples of 12. For the most part, I think, just scrap and get your deck to be fast. It's going to be fast. Get it to be very fast. Jay Sherland, not a fan of the arena format. Okay. Jay, we get it, man. It's cool. You don't have to play. Let's see here. All right. So we're going to have a couple of big posts here from Derek Thompson, who in this post says he's 6-0 twice, though he had a bad run. That is toddler spoiled for him, because it is real time. Okay, here's what he says. This is just faster. The extra card makes it just faster. So bombs aren't going to get bottom decked, which means they're kind of center stage. So trade is valuable, but so is scrap, because that's the only way you die to having good stuff bottom decked. So balance, I think, is what I'm saying. But here in all caps, he says, don't buy garbage, right? Trade pods, storage silos, stellar reefs, and so on. You can't fill your deck with this stuff, because if you're looking for a mid-game event to try to do something interesting and you don't get it, that shuffle's going to kill you, and you'll never finish them when they're base walling. The general baseline strategies here, according to Alderan, get scrap and trade, get 1-2 bombs, and try to play it as many times as possible. Or go heavy green and control the trade row, but this still needs scrap, in my opinion. Base wall also seems weaker than usual. I don't agree. I don't agree with that, but you know, Alderan's a good player. I respect his opinion. Let's dive one more time into Alderan's opinions. We've said so much here in the last little bit, but he says he's played 40-ish games in the arena, and he's pulled 3 complete runs. His win percentage is somewhere in the 70s. 70%, so it's very high. Okay, first of all, take a step back, quit whining about events, and realize how much you're losing because you're not thinking about how maximum warp is just as extreme as the last two scenarios. It's like a half quasar, except it's every single turn. Okay, player 2 only gets 1 round of buys before deck 2. Start counting cards, even with events, yes I know, he says. You need 6 cards at the bottom to avoid a deck flip with a scrapper in the bottom hand. Allies are much more likely to connect, yes, much faster, okay. And here, and we agree on this, I think, green is last week's yellow. So in rush defenses, we saw a big boost for blue. In ruthless efficiency, we saw a big boost to yellow. And here in maximum warp, I think green is having an even a bigger boost because it's high damage and it's fast. So if you can get a scrapper, a little trade, and some green, you know, that's going to cycle and do great stuff and control the trade row, that's really powerful. So there you have it. He would also say, related to green, that trade row scrap is huge this week. So many games he's seen people with 10 bucks and just garbage on the row, and so they flood their deck with junk instead of passing the turn. So, there you have it. He also says, or claims, that nothing is unbeatable here. I beat a second-hand command ship with mid-range green. Okay? Start thinking about maximum warp and less about events, particularly since all those that say events are random luck random luck nonsense, maximum warp is something you can properly prepare for and think about in advance. Okay? So there you have it. A lot of info there. I say green. I say play it straight, but play it fast. Whatever that means to you. Play it like you normally would Star Realms, but play it really fast. And that's greens, and that's a little scrap. And if you can get the right base wall, then get the right base wall. Because if you can do Central Station and Hive, you know, and Royal Readout and something that discards, that's a good place to be. Alrighty. Alright, that was a ton of info there. I hope you found something useful out of it. Good luck in this arena. We've got a Ram foil card. It's really beautiful. I wish you all the best of luck getting it out there. Let me know how it goes. Let me know if there's any further insights that develop. Play it straight, play it fast. I'll see you next time here on Star Realms Minicast, and until then, I'll see you on the realms. And maybe I'll see you in the arena.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.